Meanwhile, the U.S. president has issued fresh warnings to North Korea, saying his previous warnings may have been too soft.
They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years. And it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries. So if anything, maybe that statement wasn't tough enough. And we're backed by 100% by our military. We're backed by everybody. And we're backed by many other leaders.
Donald Trump says Pyongyang should be extremely nervous if it is considering an invasion of the United States or its allies. He also urged China to step up its efforts to rein in Pyongyang and its nuclear program. The fiery rhetoric sent U.S. stocks down to their lowest in nearly 3 months. Trump had earlier threatened that Pyongyang would face fire and fury if it pressed ahead with its nuclear and missile programs. Also, U.S. Secretary of Defense says his country's military is prepared for a response, but Washington prefers diplomacy to end the standoff. James Mattis warned that any military action by North Korea would spell the end of its government.
And I want to stay right there, right now. The tragedy of war is well enough known.
Political commentator Kevin Barrett says he believes that any war between the U.S. and North Korea will have disastrous consequences for Washington.
When he says that fire and fury wasn't tough enough, that sounds like he thinks that if he throws in a few more F words, that somehow that's going to intimidate North Korea. And unfortunately, sometimes words can change into deeds. And so we are in a very, very dangerous situation. But at the same time, I don't think that with a president like Trump, who is very unpopular in the United States, especially with the more left-wing side of the electorate and the people who run most of the institutions here, he's not a leader who could possibly lead the United States into any kind of successful major war. And unfortunately, Trump may have some people around him who could conceivably be advising him in that direction, as well as others who would be saner. So that's something we definitely have to watch out for. Trump, I think, is actually way below where Bush was in 2001 in terms of his popularity. So if this were to turn into a major U.S. war, I think it would be a disaster for the U.S. And we have to remember that world public opinion matters, too. And Trump is on very shaky ground in world public opinion.